Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to take our first look at the Denver Broncos. Our dear friend of the show, Josh Dover, joins us on the show. He's with Denver Sports 104.3. Josh, man, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Carrington, coming off of a beatdown in Baltimore, but Bo Nix seems to be like he's on his way to being the real deal, so feeling pretty good in Broncos country.
All right, well then let's start with the conversation about Bo Nix. How are you guys feeling about your quarterback? You know, you guys have been without a quarterback, it feels like, for almost a decade now, but maybe you got one that you actually like.
Yeah, I definitely do have one the fans like, the media's starting to like, and it has been a decade. You can take that probably off that statement. It's been a decade, and it started slow. We've been talking about it on my show, a little struggle, improve, excel, and that's exactly what Bo has done, man. He had to settle in a little bit. There's still a lot of work that he can do. He needs some help around him because the Broncos roster is void of playmakers, but he's starting to figure it out. He's starting to work all parts of the field, which he didn't do. His feet are starting to settle under him and thrown off of a platform instead of trying to trust his arm a little bit more. So the kid's got a lot of work to do. But for the first time in a decade, it feels like they found their guy at quarterback.
I have this question. I imagine a lot of other people have this question. I do wonder how real the Broncos are. Now, I think we do this every single season where we kind of poke holes in a team resume. But then it's like, wait, there's not that many good teams in the league. So unless you're beating Kansas City or Detroit, everybody's going to question your schedule. They do have one good win this season. They went on the road and they beat Tampa Bay. But since then, they have beaten the Jets, the Raiders, the Saints without Derek Carr, and they beat Carolina. And they've played a couple of good teams and they lost. They lost to Seattle. They lost to Pittsburgh, they lost to Baltimore, and now they got this game coming up against Kansas City. How real do you think the Broncos are?
That's been a fun topic out here because you win a couple, Bo looks kind of good, and fans start to go a little bit crazy and talk about the playoffs and what it could be this year, but I don't believe that they're real, and especially when you talk about the teams you're talking about with you guys in Kansas City, with Buffalo, with some of the Baltimores, which obviously we just saw that litmus test and they failed. So they're not real as far as that goes. But look, I mean, you know it, Carrington, you and I have been talking for a long time. We're beggars out here in Denver. And you can't be choosers as to when you're real. So they're on a real path for the first time. There's light at the end of the Broncos tunnel for the first time in a decade. So that part of it is real. But as far as them being a contender or anything like that this year, that's not real at all. That is definitely not real. And there would be, you know, if they get to a chance where they're in a wild card, because right now it looks like the AFC is going to be wide open for that last spot or those couple last spots. I mean, there'd be a team like the Bills or the Chiefs or those Ravens if they had to play wild card weekend that would be licking their chops to play a team like the Broncos. So they're not real as far as that goes, but they're on a real path for the first time in 10 years.
And Josh, that makes a lot of sense. It does kind of feel to me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that every year there's one or two teams that end up making the postseason. You kind of look back and you think, man, how did they do that? I kind of feel like that team's going to be the Broncos. I would say that the wild card picture is maybe a little softer than people had anticipated. The Jets aren't very good this year. Cincinnati doesn't appear to be this good this year. I mean, seven teams have to make it, and it seems kind of hard to create a seven-team playoff playoff in the AFC and not include the Denver Broncos, or at least have them barely missing the postseason.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's kind of what they're hanging their hat on right now, because you look at what they have, obviously losing Baltimore. Everybody's looking at this Chiefs game as a tough one, as they should. Come home and get Atlanta, which will be difficult. But then you got teams like Cleveland, Indianapolis, the Chargers in there once again, whose defense is good, but the team is still struggling. So there's a path for them to be at 9, and maybe if you catch a couple green lights, flirt with that 10th win. But again, it's some false hope. It would be much better than anything has been since Super Bowl 50, but it wouldn't be, oh, well, they made the playoffs, now watch out for the Denver Broncos. It would be, wow, they might be a couple of months, a year ahead of schedule with where Bo Nix and Sean Payton are.
It is interesting because they're now in a stretch. So they got blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. They were super aggressive on fourth down, and I think that's a big reason of how that game kind of got out of control. They have the road game against Kansas City, and then they play Atlanta next week. Like, I feel like all of the questions we have about the Denver Broncos, it's going to be answered in the next 10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Days.
You're right. You're absolutely right, because they failed that Baltimore test in a very, very big way. You're going to go get Kansas City undefeated, Super Bowl champs, everything that comes with the Chiefs. I know, because you always tell me about it, Carrington. It is a big test. And then Atlanta, you kind of looked at, like, who are they? But they're starting to figure themselves out. So I think what you're going to see over these next 10 days is kind of what we were talking about earlier. Like, all right, the Broncos have an opportunity here. They're showing that they're taking some steps in the right direction, but they're not big enough leaps and bounds. They're these small little baby steps, almost even like an army crawl, because they'll show some good in a game and then go right back to the bad. And last week they did that in the first and second half with Baltimore. So I think we'll know who they are in 10 days. I already know who they are. They're a young football team that has no playmakers around a quarterback, that still has to figure some stuff out, that's carried by a really, really good defense. That's who they are right now. That's who they're going to be in 10 days. And then that's who they're going to be until next offseason, where they have a little bit more money, all their draft picks for the first time in what feels like 5 years, and can start to add some talent around their young quarterback.
So we were having this question, and right now we're talking to Josh Dover of Denver Sports 104.3, talking about, I would say, one of the surprise teams and stories in the NFL are the Broncos. Josh, I think some Chiefs fans are potentially looking at this as being a trap game. Do you think it's possible for a trap game to be a divisional game? Because looking at it through the Kansas City lens, they played Monday Night Football against Tampa Bay, and they play the Buffalo Bills next week. And then sandwiched right there in the middle is a Denver Broncos team. If this was a team in the NFC, I think people would be kind of waving the banner for this being a trap game. But it is a team in your division, and the Broncos right now would be a playoff team. Are you guys looking at this as a potential trap spot for Kansas City?
It's certainly been talked about, but I think you hit the magic word, divisional. It means a little bit more. Oh, and by the way, you guys are still undefeated, right? The Chiefs are the last remaining unbeaten team, and there's some pride that comes with that. And certainly, I would assume, something you guys are talking about is how good that Chiefs defense is, and now the offense getting a chance to show how good they actually are versus the top five, six, seven defense in which the Broncos bring. So I would certainly call it that if it were an NFC team or even an AFC team that's not in the AFC West. But, you know, the rivalry, which is it still, although the Broncos did win one last year, that's there and just that divisional history. So I don't believe it can be looked at for the trap game because of the divisional matchup. And you're undefeated, man. You play with some pride when you got a goose egg in the loose call, the loss column.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Dover here for a couple of more minutes. Let's talk about this Broncos defense. How real is this defense? How good is the Broncos defense?
Oh, it's real, man. It's very real. Their ability to stuff things up front and create lanes for all other pass rushers and run defenders to get there because Zach Allen is commanding so many double teams and so much attention, that is very real. What is not real is the second level at the linebacker position. That's where I think they can be exposed, where your tight ends can expose, work in the middle of the field. I've seen some of the pop pass stuff with Xavier Worthy. I'm worried about that with the linebacker chasing around. So that part's not real. The third layer, the safeties and corner, you know PS2 is the real deal. Riley Moss has been outstanding getting full-time duty as the opposite cornerback, and the Broncos should be getting back P.J. Locke. It was Devon Key last week, and that dude got burnt twice. He had two missed tackles on one touchdown play, so obviously an upgrade if Devon Key's not going to be out there and P.J. Locke will. So that side is very, very real. A little susceptible to middle-of-the-field stuff because of the tight ends, but that D-line is the real deal.
All right, last question here, Josh. You know we appreciate your time. Give me a path to the Broncos pulling off the upset. I think I can ask you this question because I watch every single Chiefs game. They're going to win this game. They're just not going to blow Denver out. They don't have the same punch that the Ravens do. Like, the Ravens can run you off the field. We saw that last week. You and I have seen the Chiefs enough to know that this game is going to be close in the fourth quarter, and Mahomes is going to make one more play than you guys, and you guys are probably going to be on the losing end. Give me the pathway to the Broncos pulling off the upset.
Well, you're right about that because the entire country was Baker Mayfield when they lost that coin toss.
Definitely.
On the other side. So I think you're right about what the game's going to be, man, because it's going to be close. Both defenses are really, really good. The pass, it's much easier said than done, and Sean Payton is who he is, so it's going to be even more difficult, is to control the clock and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, which every team wants to go in and do, but let your defense make your defense work on the other end and make the Chiefs score with long drives so that your defense is rested. Go out there, control the clock by running the football. The problem is the head coach of the Denver Broncos' name is Sean Payton, and points he's allergic to running the football with any sort of consistency. So that's the way you do it. And maybe it's something where, like you said, unless the Chiefs are touching the ball last, if it is a tight kind of lower scoring game and you can get Will Lutz into a 60-yard field goal range and have a chance to get a walk-off win there, that's a pass. But it's controlling the clock and running the football, and that's why I'm worried about the Broncos' chances.
You know what, Josh? I usually like to poke a little fun at you, but you know what, man? You guys have been a lot of fun to watch. You guys have been a surprise. You guys would be in the postseason. I'll save the jokes for you until the end of the season when you guys find a way to blow it in the second half, but I don't have any right now for you.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you don't because I can't handle it right now. And the other part is that last game of the season, Broncos Chiefs will do it again. I know we'll be talking on my show or yours, and they're going to be wearing the throwback uniforms. I think I'm going to come with a different tone for that interview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.